And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's never been any indication that the General Assembly's Republican leadership had any serious plans to stop gerrymandering our state's congressional and legislative maps, but the recently announced schedule of redistricting public hearings has laid to rest any hopes that might have lingered. Not only will the process be crammed into a dozen hearings over just 3 weeks, in 2011 there were 60 over a period of 4 months, but the plan doesn't even provide a way for the public to testify virtually, something that's clearly necessary during a pandemic, and that amazingly was provided for 10 years ago when technology was much more primitive. As Common Cause North Carolina Executive Director Bob Phillips observed, the public's voice matters here, and it's deeply disappointing that legislators are in effect tuning it out. Of course, none of this comes as a surprise. Ever since Republicans rejected the idea of establishing a nonpartisan redistricting commission and made clear they would continue to draw the maps themselves behind closed doors, we've known the score. Now, however, it's clear they've decided to stop pretending. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.